morning, Ninzero TR Mobile. Name here is Tom.
Tom, Robert down here in Bowling Springs. How you doing today, buddy?
With the help, just going to our favorite Aldi's grocery and headed back towards home and trying to get back before the noon traffic, if that's possible. I didn't name it that way, but looks like it's 11:48.
We just getting off of work. Got today, tomorrow's Friday, then that'd be at plants closing down. I got a couple more days to go in. We're going to go in tomorrow. I think they're going to be grilling out some steaks. We're having a raffle. Raffling off some two boxes, a big screen TV, and all kind of crap. And Friday, I think they're saying something about going in just watching a Christmas movie, getting paid for it.
Been through that one time after I worked at a place 32 years, and it's no fun at all.
I was over there for 10 years, but it is what it is. Hey, we 65. We done put in for Social Security and all that good stuff. But I guess I let them do a little few side jobs or something here and there. Maybe not. But we are on our way to a full retirement here pretty soon, it looks like, no doubt. Nice weather we having out here today.
Robert. Your timing was better than mine, but I was lucky to land some good jobs after that, so they were a little further away, but other than that, they were good jobs, and I enjoyed about 99% of it. Always going to be something. Yeah, it's beautiful out. It's 59 degrees here on the car thermometer, and hopefully they're going to get that old Rutherford Road done in the next week or two. That's usually where we cut through at, but not anymore.
Traffic's kind of crazy these days. It's kind of like stop and go, getting like a big old city around here.
I'm surprised right at the moment Wade Hampton's not fully packed like it usually is. It's the new Woodruff Boulevard, though.
Minutes. You got about 10 minutes, maybe 11, and then they're going to pick it up. The lunch crowd's going to come out.
Went to Spartanburg yesterday from Greer here, and all the way down 29. It was just a racetrack. You couldn't go fast enough. You couldn't get out of people's way. And we was already running 10 or 15 mile an hour over the speed limit. What are you going to do? But they still, the nervous Nellies are always right on your bumper.
Around sometimes, you got to think, none of these people work. I mean, they just, different times of day, people should be working or something. But I don't know what all these people out running around doing, where they come from. I guess it could be the wives or something, I guess. I don't know. Me and you don't know.
From the fastest, we had a charger that, man, he had his foot in it all the time. And every time we'd come up to another stoplight, and he'd be right there beside us. The only one that didn't make it around us was in a big Cadillac, and he was running about 75-80 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. And I was just praying he'd meet up with a cop, but you never see one when you need one, and that's not their fault. They're undermanned, undergunned, and under everything.
Such a big hurry these days.
Does it? Well, I gotta go home and feed and water the chickens. The cockeyed things ain't laying no eggs, though, but my neighbor, we took them over a bunch of goodies last night for Christmas, and that Bernice had baked, and he gave us 2 dozen eggs, and boy, them homegrown ones are a lot better than the ones you get at the store. A lot bigger, too.
Yeah, man, always will be. You can't beat farm fresh or homegrown vegetables. I used to have a big old garden every year. I only gave it up last summer, sold my sold my dang garden tiller. Kind of hated that I did, but I just get too old to be doing it anymore.
Well, Robert, we got one of those little ones, and Bernice just loves it. And then she's got another handheld one that has, oh, two cutters that are maybe 4 inches in diameter, and she uses that a lot in the flower bed and whatnot. But that little one, oh, gosh, we've had it quite a few years. It's a steel. It does a pretty good job. And we put in two raised beds and then some, there's another garden that don't get enough sun, and we always, well, Bernice does, she gets that piled up, and she likes her gardening. She's at heart a farmer that took off the farm when she was 18 years old, 55 years ago. You can take them off the farm, but you can't take the farm out of them. This is N0TR.
Yeah, you can take the girl out of the farm, but you can't take the farm. That's a good thing, too, there, Tom. These old city girls, I don't know about them now. I don't trust them.
And no comment. I guess it just depends on the individual, but I look at some of these young gals that they're pretty young ladies, and oh, I just won't say anymore. It's just unbelievable. Well, we're right here in front of Harbor Freight Tools. We was there yesterday waiting on the left turn signal here at the Quick Trip at Wade Hampton on 101 or 14. And I guarantee you, we won't make it through that light in one change.
Tom, I'm at the house. I appreciate it right along. Talking to you again, and I hope y'all you and Bernice have a good rest of the day. Said the three, bud. If I don't get to talk to you, hey, Merry Christmas. You and yours, that's KQ4CRG. We'll be clear on your final, Tom.
And Merry Christmas, and congratulations on getting to retire. That's something we all look forward to as a general rule. Take care, KQ4CRG, N0TR73.
Morning, 4DJC. Good morning, Tom. Just want to say hello to you and Bernice.
Oh, glad you did. And then Jerry, keep getting hoarse here. Oh, we're just headed over to Ingalls. What are you going to get over there, Mom? Oh, frog legs, Jerry.
Well, we got kind of chilly here this morning. That's about the coldest morning. Well, not the coldest. Yesterday was pretty cold, too. We had a lot of frost this morning, but it's warmed up a little bit. We got to go back over tomorrow morning, and I got to go see one of my doctors in Atlanta. Got to get her stitches out of where her dermatologist took a cyst off her back. Mine's all healed up now. I still got the stitch strips on it, but I think they're about ready to come off. I had my stitches out about 2 weeks ago, I guess, and it's healed up pretty nicely. Doesn't seem to be bothering me now, but got a regular sock back on it now. But it's so close to the ankle, it was kind of uncomfortable with all the bandages and so forth they had on it.
Worst thing I ever had stuck on me was those dead burning casts they put on your foot and leg when you put them on. And that was a real pain. I remember going up on a Condor, it's like a JLG, and working on a 20-ton overhead crane while I still had that cast on.
I broke both my arms at the same time when I was about going into either the second grade, I guess. One of them was up to past my elbow, the other one was just down from my elbow down, so I had two casts on at the same time. So I know all about casts and all the itching stuff. I never had anything on my legs or anywhere else, just on my two arms. Thankfully, I hadn't done anything. I thought of, I've come close a time or two, when I fell last year, whenever it was last year, I guess, It was kind of scary then. I thought I broke my hip or my pelvis, but thankfully I didn't have to. That didn't happen. But it takes those wounds on your leg a little longer to heal. It is elsewhere. Vine seems to be coming along really nice. Especially when you get older, that's just the way it is.
Mine was 6 weeks on the arm and 8 weeks on the cast on your leg. But then I got in a little tussle about a week after I got the cast off, and I broke it again. And Dad was not very happy with me, but this guy deserved it. And at any rate, the good old days, I was pretty young then, probably, 16, 17 years old. You're always pretty active then. First time I did it on a motorcycle, and the next time I sort of swung at the wrong time, and the guy hit my arm, and it had already been broke, so it just snapped it again. Oh, boy. Well, Jerry, I got to run in here. Bernice already went into Ingalls, and we're going to get some frog legs for somewhere when the kids are home here around Christmas. They like them, and it'll be a surprise to them. And, of course, there'll be other things there, too. But I don't think they get any frog legs up in the Detroit area. But who knows? And definitely be frozen ones. Let you go, Jerry. You guys have a good day. Glad you're healing up good. N4DJC and 0TR73s.
Y'all have a good afternoon. Take care. N4DJC, clear.